All right. We had another person join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. We are currently plugged into BBS. To all those who have chosen to listen to us through BBS, welcome everybody. We have still a few minutes before the hour. And Dirk, are you going to play some background music? If you do, we cannot hear it on the line over here. Thank you very much. Morning, welcome to the Grid Healing Call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, you're welcome to the call.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh. Is that Wynn?
No.
All right. And more people are joining in. Say your name and location.
Susan in Michigan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Yes, Wynn?
Have you noticed that when you're greeting people, that you're feeling the space in between?
I do.
You've gotten greatly improved at that. You know that?
Is that right?
Yes.
I want to welcome those people who just joined in. Paul, please say your name and location.
Rick, Iowa City, Iowa.
Good morning, and welcome to the call.
Alan, Omaha.
Hello, Alan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Donna.
Hello, Donna. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
This is Ruth from Minnesota.
Hi, Ruth. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And more people keep checking in. Welcome, everybody. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the call.
Hello, this is Mary from Lincoln, California.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hello, Chicago.
Hello from Chicago. Welcome to the call.
Oh, hi. This is Teddy from New York.
Hello, Teddy. Welcome to the call.
You're listening to the sound.
Good morning and welcome to the Good Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Michael, yes, Waterloo.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. How's everyone?
Fine. It's fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I've been doing tapping and meditation.
I want to welcome the person who just called in. Welcome to the Grid Healing Call, and please say your name and location.
This is Kathleen in Denver.
Hi, Kathleen. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Lisa from Mission Viejo.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
This is Donna from Kingman again.
Hi, Donna. Welcome back.
Thank you.
The people are coming in by the bunches. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Bob,
Tammy from Playa del Rey, California.
I did hear Bob. Hello, Bob, from Chico.
How you doing today?
Good. And who was that lady?
Tammy from Playa del Rey, California.
Hi, Tammy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning.
How's that, Mac Boogaloo, Iowa, Des Moines?
Hey, Mac. Welcome to the call.
Hey, good day from your house.
All right. Thank you for being here, man.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Greetings, Heist. It's Michael, and I'm right here.
Hello, Michael. Thanks for being right here.
It's the place to
Michael,
be, right?
Michael, I was thinking about you.
Uh-oh.
Did I give you a headache?
Not
Did
again. Everybody's leaning in now.
Welcome to those people who just called in. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Good morning. This is Jill in Portland.
Hi. Welcome to the call, Jill.
Thank you for your service.
And you're serving as well, just by being here. Thank you.
Is Bob Brewer on the line?
There is a Bob, but not Brewer, I think.
Bob Brewer sends me the worst jokes. That's how he got that job. Here's one. I'll just throw a couple in while we're greeting people. You may party in hell, but you will be the barbecue.
That was good.
In the meantime, I welcome those who just joined in. This is the Grit Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Nana from California.
Is it Nana from California?
Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi,
Debbie from Washington.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
I'm Laurie in Anaheim.
Hello. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Here's another joke from Bob Brewer. Keep using my name in vain, and I'll make rush hour longer. God.
And I'll make rush hour longer what?
A longer
period.
Time.
God said, keep using my name in vain, and I'll make rush hour longer.
That's pretty.
Or you win, but it's not exactly a joke, but it's a quotation. It's from Voltaire.
Oh.
That is a comic playing to an audience that's afraid to laugh.
I don't know.
We had more people join in to the Grit Healing Call. I want to welcome everybody, and if you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Hi, Heist. This is Jean from South Dakota.
Hi, Jean. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Heist.
Morning, Heist. This is Gary from Los Angeles.
Hi, Gary. Welcome to the call. How are you?
Thank you.
Now, I think Terry's on the line, right?
Yes.
I think we can get ready to start. I mean,
all right. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
We've been getting ready to start since last week.
Let's see, Duck, can you hear us? And maybe discontinue the music.
All right.
I'll do the star rate, Vin.
That's great. We don't have to worry about discontinuing it, since I figured out how to do it on the console.
This conference is being recorded.
This is 11:06 a.m. Sunday, November 4th, 2012. And now we've muted everybody. And for those of you that were missing our sign-on, we had some jokes. Actually, they weren't exactly jokes. They were signs that were on churches. You know, when you go by churches, they have little things. This was sent to me by Bob Brewer. So here's another one. Read the Bible. It's user-friendly. Plus, we offer tech support here on Sundays. You know what? I don't like reading them when I can't hear people laugh. Here, I'll unmute you. For one more. Hang on. Here we go. I'll tell you what. I'm going to unmute you just after I read it. Let's see if I get this down. Hang on. Okay. Church parking. Trespassers will be baptized. Now, wait a second. Don't laugh yet. Wait a second. Okay, now you can laugh.
You can laugh.
Thank you very much. and laughter. That was real people out there. And, you know, we always have somebody new on Sundays. By the way, there's an idea that I think has come that I would like to implement really quickly. And that is that once a month that we take one of our Sunday calls and we make it, oh, say, public. Like, I'll put together a little email that you can send to people and invite them. And then we'll do, you know, a special introduction at that call, anticipating new people. And I was thinking a good way to do it would be the first Sunday of every month. And, of course, this is the first Sunday of this month, so we missed the opportunity. But I think we're in an urgent time, so I might bend the rules and do it next week. And so watch your emails, and I'll just put invitation message for grid healing. And those of you that appreciate what we're doing can send it out to other people. And I'll try to write it up in such a way that it doesn't freak anybody out. That it's kind of, how can I say it? You know, I know how hard it is to describe what we're doing to people because most people believe this is impossible, including me. So we're showing up and we're actually doing it. And but if you try to tell somebody, usually they think you're a nutcase. So you have to figure out how to dumb it down. Is that the right word? Dumb it down. Talk about it in such a way that you don't inspire their resistance. So I will work on making up an email that fits that criteria. And we'll do it for next week. And we'll see how it works. And then after that, we'll do it once every month, the first Sunday of the month. And certain people will end up discovering our work that way, coming into our conference calls, our reading the book. But, you know, this is actually our most important event, the Sunday Grid Healing, because those of you that are attending regularly know why. And it's very unusual to be doing what we're doing here. And, you know, when you do something over and over again, you start to take it for granted because, it just is what you do on Sunday morning. But the fact that I think we're really doing what we say we're doing, and we're communicating with energies at the beginning of the universe. They're coming in and they're, melding with us, connecting with us, and then we're creating group intentions and personal intentions, and we're changing the field. And when the field changes, the physical presentations can change. And I think there's no time in the history of mankind when it's been more important to have this kind of interaction, because there are so many forces vying for control of the energies down here. And if no one did what we're doing, the positive would lose. It's simply that. Whether you call it prayer, whether you call it intention, whether you know, whatever you name for it, whatever the name for it, this is really important for this realm and for the evolution of it and for our personal evolution. And so every one of you that's here is part of making a difference. And many of you know it. You can feel it. It's very unusual feeling to feel that sense of connection to the field and realize how you have the potential to make your little bit of difference and how you can
impact the collective. And, you know, I get emails from people where they said, geez, I was walking through my neighborhood and everyone was smiling at me, and that never happened before. You know, we're so used to doing things out of our conscious minds, out of our conscious willpower, and suddenly we're learning how to do things, and I don't even know if we're doing them. Well, yes, we are doing them, but it's a hard to even, you know, when you use the word do, it sounds like willpower, and it sounds like you're doing it. And you know, as I've said many times, and I really mean this, that what I do is I show up. Terry shows up. When you say, are you ready? No, I'm not ready. Because if I showed up and I was all prepared, then whatever I did would be linear. It would be logical. And it would not make the same connection. So, you know, in historically, there's this idea of faith. And I can see that for me, just showing up and letting go, no matter how I feel, and having the faith that if I show up and I have the intention, they'll show up and the energy will be there and things will flow and we will do it. Even though when I contemplate it, I say that's impossible. We can't be doing that. I'm not able to do that. Well, you know, if all these things work this way for me, I'm sure they work the same way for you. And that each of you, in your own way, is learning how to start to integrate these higher energies into your life, how to integrate them, and how to do things by showing up in a nonlinear way. And I hope you understand what I mean, because so often people want linearity. They want to understand it. They want their mind to figure it out. And there is a certain amount of understanding that your mind can have, a certain amount. And after that, forget it. You can't understand it. You can only flow with it. And the understanding of it doesn't necessarily enhance your ability to flow with it. It may not do that, because the understanding is linear, and you're wanting to move into non-linear. What does non-linear mean? What does linear and non-linear mean? Linear means that one thing follows the next. And if I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that's linear. If I'm a lawyer and I'm building a case that somebody is guilty, I've got to make this point and that point and this point. And if I make all the points right, the guy gets convicted. If a scientist wants to prove something, he has to say A, B, C, D, E, F, and he proves it. And that's linear. And linear has its function in this realm. But what is nonlinear? Nonlinear, like if you take my talk apart, what I'm saying, does one thing kind of flows to the next, but it doesn't. It's all, anything could happen. I could say anything. I could feel anything. And I'm not doing that to be rebellious. I went through my rebellious period, but I'm not doing that to be rebellious now. I'm doing it because it keeps me in the moment. And the more that I stay in the moment, in the here and now, the more you stay in the moment. And the more we stay in the moment, the more space there is for this interrelationship with other dimensions. And the more we expand into other dimensions, the more we become co-creators in this realm of shifts. And we have some important things to shift, or at least to put, throw our horseshoe in the ring, or whatever you call it, because there's huge things going on that people like us can make it swing one way or the other. And I'm not talking about the elections, okay? I'm talking about, I don't know if you've been tracking this, but and you may want to go look at it, but there's something called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, and it's these huge transmitters that supposedly can impact weather. And some people think they're being used negatively. And some people on the web have made the implication that there were HAARP frequencies when that veered or changed the course of Hurricane Sandy, so it hit more directly New York and New Jersey. And some people are making the case on the internet. Now, I haven't asked this in channeling, and so this is not me saying this is true from channeling. This is me saying I've done research. Terry tends to look at this stuff, that there's HAARP frequencies bombarding Southern California. Some people say that there were HAARP frequencies bombarding the area where the Japanese earthquake happened before Fukushima. So you can do your own research on the web. It's H-A-A-R-P and draw your own conclusions. This is something that's been around for many, many, many years, probably 20 years. It's people have been talking about it for 20 years. And it's like chemtrails. You know, there's, what are chemtrails? Do you know what chemtrails are? Chemtrails are those lines in the sky that look like airplane exhaust, except they don't go away. They turn into clouds, and they're all over the country. And if you haven't noticed, start looking up and try to catch them before they turn into clouds, because then you can't tell what they are. And if you start researching chemtrails, you find out that there are things being dumped on us that would be toxic. People measure them, and they measure the air when they see chemtrails, and they find things like barium, viruses. It changes, but it's happening all over our country. Well, why is it that something like that, which is so public, which is so visible to everybody, exists, and no one ever, from the powers to be, never talk about it? And what's the purpose of it, and why? And why would there be something that could start earthquakes or turn hurricanes into a city? For some of you, you know, and others of you, this is new. And it's not the purpose of our Sunday grid healing to go into that. But start doing your own research so that you know that there really is a battle between dark and light. And in my opinion, those two things I mentioned, and much more, are aspects or projections or creations of the dark. And, you know, they have their reasons for doing things. It's not as simple as, like, they don't understand it. You know, there's a philosophy that this planet is overpopulated, and if the population was reduced tremendously, people would live better. And so what we call the dark thinks that's the way to go. And If that's true, it would be good for you to understand the game that's being played, and that we, on this call, are here to use our intentions and the power and the connection with our sources to shift as much as we can to make the connection with these higher energies. Because when you make that connection, to a great extent, you lose your fear of death. You realize, without a shadow of a doubt, this is one lifetime in many. You also realize that all these dramas that are taking place are just temporary. No matter how difficult they look in the moment, and how much you love people who are screwing their lives up and you wish they wouldn't, do you know the way life works is they get many, 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 many lifetimes, and we have all screwed our life up at one time or another, every one of us. So it's part of the lesson of growth. So if somebody's screwing their life up, just realize it's not bad. They're learning. They're growing, and it's part of their growth to go through that. And if we didn't have past lifetimes where we screwed ourselves up royally, we wouldn't be here now. We wouldn't even know to recognize this, because we'd have to go out and screw our lives up. We're too busy screwing our lives up and screwing things up to take part in an exercise like this one. So on that note, we have a healing list of people. I'm not going to, geez, I set that one up. I'm not going to say you're screwing your lives up, okay? That would be cruel. But I'm going to go to the list. You know, when things are going wrong for us, and I've had this experience this lifetime, where when things that go wrong would go wrong, I thought, that's the music on our healing list. Now let's see if I can fade it. Nope, it's out. So let me explain at least a little bit linearly how this healing list works. How healing works, how shift works. You know, people I know think it's magic. I mean, I can't tell you how many people think that I used to get emails all the time, and I'm so glad we did this list. I used to get emails from people thinking they would do whatever I said. When? Tell the Elohim to fix this. Would you tell the Elohim to fix that? We're going to be on the street next week. Could you ask them to send money? And, you know, I had that one situation with my sister that did seem a bit magical, where they took her lupus away and they said they filtered it, okay? Now, even us guys, Terry and I, you know, Terry's been had the flu for 3 weeks. And I'm saying, why don't you guys fix her flu? Come on, we're busy. Now, invariably, even I've had some amazing miracles happen to me. And someday I'll tell you, you know, something that happened to me personally. But the way this works is, as far as I've learned it, I may be wrong, this may not be completely accurate, but you need to create your own superhighway to the higher realms. Because the things that are wrong in many cases are wrong in this realm, and if you can manipulate the energies in other realms, the things that are wrong in this realm change. They heal. And if you manipulate the energies with the assistance of the Elohim, who are master energy manipulators in the Ra group, and I don't even know if manipulation is the right word, it's because it's not really a manipulation, it's a co-creation. It's where they work with you working with them. And the reason these calls are so important is because the calls are making the connection. They are making the liaison where you can feel them and they can feel you. And that opens up the door to transformation and healing. And of course, you still have to do what's best for health, for diet, for nutrition, drinking water, exercise, because that's all part of it. And but creating a predisposition of energy for something to shift. Just as when we work on a planetary level, we're doing the same thing. We're working on creating a predisposition for something to shift. And sometimes those shifts take a while because we have spent so much time creating the foundation for whatever's going on that's negative. I mean, many lifetimes, usually. And so when we want to shift, we can hope it's going to happen instantly, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it takes a long time, a few months, a year. Well, the good thing is because we're in this shift right now, because we're in the middle of this high energy, things can shift fast because there's so much energy. Whereas 200 years ago, something that might have shifted over two lifetimes might shift in 2 hours. You know, somebody said something recently that I thought this was very profound. It had to do with graduation of this realm and going into the fourth density. And they said that graduation could occur in a minute, in seconds. It's like you could have not qualified. And in the final moment, you did something really kind. The world was falling apart. You pulled your neighbor out of the rubble from an earthquake. And just that one kind thing switched your pathway to graduate. You know, Terry was with her friend John, and she helped push John through the portal of light. Do you know, if somebody's dying and you're with them and you hold the energy and you hold a loving energy, just because you're there, you can make the difference. This is my opinion, okay? This is not, I haven't checked this. We can ask it sometimes, but just because you're there and because they feel your loving energy, that loving energy makes the difference for them to graduate. Now, you can't feel crazy. You can't feel like all the sadness and sorrow. You have to keep your heart open if you want to do that. You have to hold the space, and that person could graduate just because you showed up at the hospital at the right time. So let's take all these people on this list and Terry, could you hear me now? Hi, can you hear me? Jeez, I wonder. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
When I played the music on the healing page, could you hear that?
We could not hear it on the phone line, no.
Wait a second.
So you can just, if it doesn't bother you, then you can just play it, because we can't hear it.
Okay. Actually, I was going to play it.
Okay.
but I can't play it. You know, if you go to the healing page, healing.intelligent-infinity.com, you know, we talk about co-creation. All of these people are on that page have issues that they would like to go from A to B. And by you going on that page and holding your heart open, I do believe you're making a difference. Okay? I've got that page open right now. And so many people want things to shift in their life for one thing or another. We have Steve, who has something in his left eye. We have Kathleen, who wants help with her discernment and decisions in her life. We have Teresa, update of skills. Tammy, lower back injury healing. Okay? Now, I'm not going to read any more because I'm now at the place where we're getting 100 every Sunday, just about. So we can't read them. But you guys can read them. You can scroll them down if you have the time. And when you read them, don't just read them. Read one, shut your eyes, feel the connection with Source, go to the next one, and really put your energy in it. Okay? So, let me see, it's 11:35. I think I'll play a song. I don't think this song is going to have very good quality. So, bear with me. It's Instant Karma by John Lennon. And I don't know how many of you are John Lennon fans or know Instant Karma, one of his older songs. They're all his older songs at this point. And it has great lyrics, and I used to love this when I played it. And it kind of fits our Sunday call. The problem is the audio sounds better when I play kind of like tinkly instrumentals. And when I play rock and roll, the rock and roll drums usually screw it up. Let me play at least one verse, and we'll be back again, and we'll go into our healing session.
Yeah.
you realize how closely some of those lyrics match what we do here. I should read the lyrics. Probably didn't hear them. It's probably too distorted. But he talks about well, just go listen to it on the internet somewhere. We're here, we're everywhere, we all shine on like the sun, the moon, and the stars. It's like John Lennon really understood a thing or two about cosmic awareness. So we're going to say hello to Mother Earth. This is a time when it's good to put your feet on the floor so that you can feel the energies of the Earth. And as we say every week, the universe is one energy, all one energy subdivided umpteen trillion times. And we are part of that energy. The Earth is part of that energy. The sun, the moon, and the stars are part of that energy. Everyone you meet is part of that energy. And you could call that energy God. You could call it whatever you want. But it's all one energy. And we have separated ourselves on this realm where we don't feel the connection. So right now, we are going to move into a visualization that many of you will feel the connection. You'll feel what it feels like to feel that energy. And as you keep coming to these calls, you'll integrate it. And you will hold that energy of oneness in your life. We've had many people do it. So we see the energy from the Earth. The Earth is alive, the Earth is conscious, the Earth makes decisions, and the Earth is aware of you. And the Earth has hosted you over many, many, many lifetimes. And in general, in many cases, humans have not done well by the Earth. They don't actually think about the Earth being alive and aware. So they drill holes into the Earth. They do explosions. They, God knows what they do. They have nuclear explosions. And the Earth actually suffers. So let's see the energy of the Earth come up through the floor and into our feet. And perhaps you can feel a little buzzing in your feet. And that you're making connection with the Earth. Let's tell the Earth that we love her, that we appreciate her. Let's ask her to protect us. That if we happen to be in an area where there's an earthquake, maybe she could keep it off to our sides if it has to go in our area. And let's move from the Earth to our legs. And this is like the Earth's energy, moving, connecting to our own body energy, and moving up through our body and through our solar plexus, through our chest, through our neck, through our head, like a finger from the center of the Earth, right up through the floor and right through us. And perhaps you're feeling grounded. Grounded is the word that one would use when one is holding a connection to the Earth. And now let's pop that energy through the top of our head, and we're 1 foot above our head. And just imagine. Imagine yourself 1 foot above your head. Now, you're not leaving your body. You're still connected to the earth. You're expanding through your body. And you're going to go from 1 foot above your head to the ceiling. And now we're going to go above the ceiling. And for some of you, that's the roof. And for some of you, that's another room, another apartment, another room, another bedroom. We're just going to go through all the rooms until everyone hits the roof. And pop through the roof. Feel that energy. Feel it as it comes from the earth through your body, and it's like popping through the roof, and like, wow, your house is shining. But we're not stopping there. We're keeping on moving. We're moving through the sky, the clouds, the energy fields of Earth. Now, we can't see where we are, but we can feel expanded. We're moving through our past lifetimes. We're moving not only through space, but through time. In fact, there's no such thing as time. You know, when we were talking about linear and nonlinear, linear is time. Linear is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's an illusion. Of course, we're in the illusion, so we don't totally disregard it. But right now, we want to move out of the illusion. We want to move out of time. Do you notice how present you are? You're present. You feel yourself present. You are in the moment. You are not in time, if you're feeling that, or you're in a time and indifferent movement of time. We're going to move through time, through space, and we come to a place where our energies all interweave, where they blend. You know, there was a time, and I'm using the word time, before we individuated. There was a time when we were just part of the oneness. And there was that moment of individuation where we became a separate energy from the oneness. Now, we were still part of the oneness. It's not like we left the oneness, but we were another building block of the oneness as a separate energy. And everyone has that moment. And if you go through time, if you're moving through time, you could move back to that moment in your consciousness. And you're not taking away your existence now. You're still individuated. You're still going to have this body as soon as we're finished. You're going to have everything. But at this moment, you were just individuated. And so was everyone else, which means we were one. And so we're just on the edge of our individuation right now. And you know what that means? We're really innocent. We have no karma. We haven't done anything.
We're babes. We're energetic babes. And you know what else that means? You're above your karma. You're above everything that you've done since that moment of individuation. So hold that moment and send it down through all your fields, through all your timelines, through your track. You know, Christians have a word for what I'm doing right now, or what I'm talking about. They call it being reborn in Christ. We're just using a different language, that all time exists simultaneously. So we're moving to the timeline where you just individuated and bringing it into this moment, and now you're reborn in Christ, or reborn in spirit. And let all that stuff in between go. Just let it go, flying off you. All right? So we've become all one with each other for this moment, or we've touched into the oneness. So we told the earth we loved her. Let's just tell each other we love each other. You know, we need each other to do this. I can't do this by myself. Neither can you. It's the group of us that builds the energy that allows this to occur. So let's have the gratitude that all of you have shown up so that we can do this. And since we're outside of time, we're talking to all those people who will, in future time, be listening to this. And you're here with us as well. By the way, somebody emailed me. They said, don't listen to the Sunday grid healing when you're driving, okay? Which I think is a good idea, because when we're moving into these other realms, you can lose focus. Listen to our Monday and Wednesday calls. They're more linear, and they have more information in them. So we've got this oneness of all of us. Let us bring our group souls into the oneness. Of course, they're already there, but let's just officially ask them. And keep in mind that there was a point where they didn't exist, and that they individuated, and that we move to that point, and then we move out from it, and we have a huge group energy. It's very powerful. And later on in the call, we're going to be using that group energy and focusing it on our planet for healing, for no earthquakes, for no nuclear weapons. So please hang in there. This is important. And now we have tied ourselves in our little small bodies into the oneness of the universe. We're there. And now we're going to consciously bring that energy from the oneness down through the timelines, through the clouds. And when it comes through all those levels, we're going to see negative stuff that we have carried fly off of us. Fly off of us. In other words, we've established a point before all of that stuff got stuck on us, our past lifetimes. And now, if we want to, we're going to bring that energy down and ask that anything that's not in our highest good, anything that holds us back, anything that makes us sick, anything that keeps us in this realm, fly off of our energy fields until finally it comes into the top of our head. Feel that energy coming in the top of your head. And feel the lightness in your head. Some of you, if you shut your eyes, you'll feel the light coming into your third eye, that area on your forehead. You feel it? Now, this is the time to get a healing. I want you to move that energy around in your body to where you need help or where someone you know needs help and someone you care about. And for this to work, you should be able to connect your energy with that other person. Not just feel sorry for them. Feeling sorry doesn't transmit energy. It's caring. So we'll take a moment now, a silent moment. You know, this screws BBS up, our radio show, when we do these silent moments. I hope Doug is not going to do this. We do these silent moments, and he thinks we're off the air. And he turned us off last week. So he said he promised, as long as our silent moment is less than 2 minutes,
Close to the music that you have from that you had earlier?
Can I what?
Can you just place your phone close to the music from the Great Healing Line?
Please.
So you have some sort of a background music?
No, Doug isn't going to turn me off. It's okay. I told him in advance. Thank you, though. So, this is not going to be...
What would you like? Oh,
no, you don't have to do anything. Just don't turn me off if we have a silent moment, okay? Thank you, Doug. So, in the silence, this is not really silence. This is whooshing in of huge energies. And this is the time to put your things that you want healings about in the light, in that energy. And we'll probably get another chance to do that shortly hereafter. Do it a couple of times. And remember that space. It's a sacred space. And although we're doing it as a group here, it's something with practice you can learn to tap into. You can get up in the morning and shut your eyes. And you can send the energy through the top of your head, through the universe. When we do this, bring a lot of protection in. See a whole shield of protection that goes up there because you want to make sure that nothing negative, you know, you're out, you're opening your energies up into a huge expanse, and you don't want anything negative to tap into you. If that happens, you need more practice coming into the calls for a while to create a protected energy field. And so now we're going to move the energy down from our head to our neck and, of course, to our heart. And our heart is not just our physical heart.
It's our energy heart. And when we talk about having our heart open, we're not talking about emotions. We're talking about radiating your energy from your heart into the space around you. And people can feel it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be nice. You don't have to talk. It's a giving without trying, without attempt. And you are changing the relationship of the universe to your physical environment right through you. And that's a way, in fact, the way of being of service in this realm. And if you happen to be a wanderer, which most of you are, if you happen to be one of those people that came in from other dimensions to be of service down here, that is your service. That is your radiating the love light of the higher soul groups through your body and into the physical world. And usually when we're in our heart area, we go through forgiveness and just quickly think of what you need to forgive that's stuck in there. Who screwed you up in your life? Who hurt you? Who abandoned you? Who stole money from you? Who did you do those things to other people? It's like forgiving yourself, moving from your heart into your solar plexus, into your groin, into your legs, into your feet, and back into the earth. Feel your energy field. Feel what we've created. This space that goes from the center of the earth through your body into the celestial realms, into the oneness. And you know what? If you remove your body, the energy field stays. And that energy is you. More than your body. The energy will stay after your body disappears from the physical realm. Notice how pleasant the silence is? That's how you know you're moving into non-linearity. Your mind slows down. Your mind is not chatting. Your energies are open. You're present. And there can be silence, and it's okay. There's no urgency to fill the silence. I'm going to call in the light. Now, of course, when I say we're going to call in the light, I just want to be clear about something. We have this little invocation. We just called in the light. That's just what we did for the last 20 minutes or so. And when I say the words, it's shorthand. As you get good at this, you'll get good at being able to do the shorthand of calling in the light and feeling the energy shift. And it's not the words that are magic. It's the energy tracking that goes with the words that changes your relationship with the universe. And let me just make sure Terry is here, so when I stop and say go, I know something's going to happen. Are you there, Terry? Hello, Terry. Are you on mute? We don't hear you yet.
Can you hear me now?
I'm muted.
Yeah, okay.
I hear you.
I muted myself.
All right. Were you muted on your phone or were you muted in the conference call?
In the system.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light, surround and protect Terry, myself, everyone on this line, everyone listening to the replays, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we turn it over to our sources who explain themselves to be these two group souls, one of which created the universe, and allow them to take the podium for the message of this morning.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra'an. This is the 4th of November, 2012. And we expand our look, our energy to include each and every person on this line. And we impart and are available to impart love and light and healing to each and every person who wishes it and asks for it. If you have others that you are sending the love light to, if they are open, they will also receive it. And it can help to stack a deck in favor of their healing. It is like having other people on your team that can make a difference. One does not have to be on the line to know that there is an energy that is favorable to them and is working toward their healing. We look farther across the earth and we see the results of Hurricane Sandy. And we, in the field of all of those people, send strength that they may make a network, an electronic grid, that it is stronger, and that the destruction that happened be replaced with a strength in building codes. We see a cold front that is also coming and is propelled by the factors in the stratosphere. We send strength that the electricity may go on before this cold front arrives. We take a look further at two other areas. One of them is the New Madrid Fault. And we see weaknesses in that area. And we send strength. And we see that those individuals in the area need to pay attention to conditions and need to have within their area, within their own homes, a preparation in case of earthquake activity. And the same for the areas of California. And on top of that, we send strength to the fault lines that they may withstand any untoward influences towards destabilization. We give a minute to this. We look at Fukushima and we see the need for intelligent preparation to resituate their storage of nuclear waste. That individuals there may rise to the occasion and may put into effect new rules that will stabilize the area. We send love light to all of the families across the globe, all of the mothers and fathers, all of the children that are working to have a stable life. We send love light to all of the employers
that are offering jobs. And we send strength to the economy that it may support the individuals with their interaction with their own lives and with their jobs, that they may become supported. And we are mindful of those that are in need of support at this time. And we recommend holding within your vision the goals that you wish to achieve. And also, do not discount where you are at before you start every journey where you are. If you accept where you are and then hold as a vision where you are going, the goals that you have in mind, then you have your journey in mind and can begin to make inroads into the area in which you wish to be. Similarly, when one is working to increase and heal one's health, to keep where you are going in mind and also where you are at, to accept where you are at, but yet keep the vision of where you are going totally burning and in your mind, then you will begin to move from where you are to where you wish to go. And you may check out other opportunities for healing in areas where you have not checked, and may find other avenues for healing. This is a sacred moment in time that we have this interaction, contact with each one of you who wish it. We thank you for this. Adonai.
Thank you. You know, in terms of other avenues, I want to mention that never in the history of mankind has so much information been at the tip of every common man's fingers. Do you guys realize that? And if you have a problem of some sort, that you owe it to yourself to go on Google and put the name of your problem, alternative remedies, testimonials, and research it. That does not mean that everything you're going to find you can believe. That doesn't mean that somebody's going to be a shyster and say, we have something for cancer and it's going to cost this much money. But there are many things available that do work, that work better than the medical solutions for problems. And they're on the internet. So do your own careful research, and you will find possibilities, oftentimes very, very inexpensive, that can help or even solve your situation, your malady, your disease. So do your part. Open up the synchronicities, because you'll be guided to the right things. And in particular, read testimonials of people, because there's something in you that will know when it's a legitimate testimonial. You can feel the energy. You should be able to. And if somebody had exactly the same problem as you, then there's every chance it might work for you. And it could be something as simple as going down to the local health food store and asking for a particular something that works. And we're going to move on to the planetary healing part of this call. And I thank all of you so much for being here. You know, every Sunday we have a few hundred people, at least. And that's not even including the people that listen to the replays. And do you realize how powerful this is, what we're doing here? So one of the best ways to reach more people is to do what I said earlier, and that each of you, that I do my best job to write some kind of introduction to this call. And we start off once a month introducing it to new people, and that you guys can do that. And that becomes a great service on your part. And there's no reason why a few hundred people can't turn into a few thousand people and can't turn into a few million people. Wouldn't that be amazing? Can you see the power of a few million people holding this space? And why stop at a few million? Let's change the planet. We can do it. One. We don't have a lot of time. And it takes your passion to want to do it, to make it work. And this is not the only venue that does things like this, but this is one that is done publicly, that's done over the internet, it's done over the telephone, that doesn't cost any money, that no matter where someone is, even if they're invalid, as long as they have a phone or an internet connection, they can participate in this, and they can contribute their energy to this shift. We are the, how would we say it? We are the ground crew. We are the ones holding the space. We, not meaning just this call, but meaning we, those who are adopting that role. And we wonder what we can do and how we can do it. And this is an easy thing. You know, if you introduce one person to this line whose life changes, you become karmically responsible for that change, and it comes back to you. It comes back to a shift in your energies. So stay tuned and watch your emails when I compose that email. Probably, hopefully I'll get it done by Wednesday, and let other people know about us. Put it on Facebook, wherever you have some kind of reach, then my request is that you do it. So let's shut our eyes again and move back into that space of oneness, of connection, and with each other, with the group souls. And what we're going to do now is take that space and we're going to move it around. We're going to move it for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will to shift energies on our planet. We've already shifted energies in ourselves, and now we're going to focus on our planet. And we can see these energies. We could imagine these energies. We can't see them. But we can imagine these energies flowing from the center of the universe into this realm. And in fact, we are those energies. The planet is those energies. The solar system, all made of the same energy. And we are going to be focusing on unsticking those energies so they can flow. There's lots of places where energies get stuck. Just like in your body, when you get sick, when you have something go wrong, the energies get stuck. They don't flow. And if you get acupuncture or something like that, the energies start to flow again. Well, Earth is just like your body. Earth has energies that are stuck all around it. And they're stuck because of the people who are sticking the energy, the people that have negative intents, the people that are rigid and controlling, that don't understand flow, the people that want to enslave others and control them. We can't change those people. We can't change them. They've got to change themselves. There's free will. But we can change some of the energies of their impact. It would be as if there was a room that had really bad vibes in it, and somebody walked in, and they did a healing energy in the room, and they switched the bad vibes from the room. And if they didn't switch those bad vibes, the next person that walked into that room might get a headache. They might get angry at someone. But because they switched it, the energy has changed, and it's fresh. And the next person in that room doesn't have that negative result. So we're going to work on switching energies. And we can see ourselves with this energy coming off the top of our head and connecting. We've made a connection in the oneness. Now we're going to move that energy closer to the earth. So we see ourselves connecting from the top of our head to the top of our head, all of us creating this huge network of lines of energy interfacing with each other. And that energy is above the negative energies that are impacting our planet. It's above it. And we can descend our energies into where the negative stuff was. And it's just like clearing a room from bad vibes. Exactly the same. The one difference, I should have said it's exactly the same, it's almost the same. The one difference is, if somebody did something that created bad vibes in a room, and they left the room, and you switch the room around, the room will stay positive. They're not coming back. With the creation of bad vibes around our planet, there's many people that are continually creating that. So we have to constantly fix it. You can't just do it once because the other energies will pull it back into its old format. So we see ourselves surrounding the planet and closing in on all the energies, having the help of our sources. millions of entities, the Elohim Ra groups, millions, maybe billions of them, working with us, holding that space.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is there a reason you interrupted?
Well, I'm sorry. I've been getting calls about the talk this afternoon, and it just brought me back. It brought me back in, and I didn't know if it was another call about the event.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, we are working as a team. We are creating a grid work around our planet. We are moving in through the negative. We are cleansing the energy fields. We are doing that. We are using the help of our sources to do it. We're cleansing our own energy field. We're cleansing our own home, our own environment. But right now, we're going to go focus on earthquakes for a moment. And we're going to move from the ring of fire. We know there's a vulnerability in the California area and in the St. Louis Five States area of the New Madrid fault line. So what we're going to do is we're taking our group energy and a really powerful group, not just us, but our sources, and we're going to start the tip of South America. And we're moving from the tip of South America. And the Ring of Fire, of course, is the land masses surrounding the Pacific Ocean, which is the highest earthquake vulnerability point on our planet. We're moving from the tip of South America up the coast of South America. And when we come to fault lines, we're surrounding them with love light energy. Up to Central America. Up through California, through San Diego, through Mexico, then through California, San Diego, Los Angeles. Let's focus on Los Angeles for a moment. Los Angeles is, of course, one of the hotbeds of fault lines. We ask for the purest energy of spirit to move through any ambient artificial influences that might be provoking ruptures. And we talk about the entire Los Angeles basin from Long Beach, Orange County, up through Malibu, Ventura, Santa Barbara. And we continue to San Francisco, another hotbed of earthquake activity. And we go to Berkeley, Oakland, Marin County. And we move up to Northern California, through Oregon, through the state of Washington, through Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, up the western coast of Canada, across to Alaska, down the eastern coast of Russia, Indonesia, Japan. Again, let's cap Fukushima. Let's cap the radiation there. Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii. And let's have our most powerful intention. See that whole area. See a huge beam of energy from the Pacific Ocean, all the surrounding land masses. We're really big. It seems like the big space, but we're big. We're working with the universe. Let us see that whole universe energy, lasting love light, lasting pranic energy, surrounding every earthquake fault. And if any earthquakes do have to happen, let's ask that they release gradually and away from population centers. We do know the Earth has to release energy. We know that. And so let's ask that it happen in that manner. Let's go to the New Madrid Fault, focused on St. Louis. And the surrounding states. We do the same thing. Let's just visualize a really big focus of energy. And there's something called the Mid-Atlantic Fault. They didn't mention that. There's Canary Islands. And I'm sure there's other faults around the country, around the world. So let's do a generic cleansing, healing, bringing of energy in anywhere on our planet that has the potential for an earthquake. And while we're surrounding our planet, let's ask for rain where there's drought, rain where there's people that need rain for food, for crops, for farms. And let's ask that no nuclear weapons be allowed to go off on our planet. No nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons be disabled. And I wish I could extend that. I do extend it to all weapons of mass destruction, all weapons. Honoring free will. That's where the problem comes in. Let's see this light energy surrounding Washington, D.C., surrounding all our legislative bodies, surrounding all our leadership. Let's surround this so the hope of compassionate decisions be made, caring decisions be made. Let's go to the Middle East and send this energy around all those people that have such hostility and hate towards each other and towards us. And ask that this energy come in, and I know there's those points of light of people working there, that they can radiate into that space and make a shift. Let's send this energy around the collective energy of mankind, blocking fear, letting love out, but not fear in. Fear is the greatest weapon of the negative. Fear contracts everyone's energy. Fear takes away our power to do what we're doing today. We couldn't do this if we were in fear. Let's ask for interventions in the breaking down of anything toxic in chemtrails. Let's send this light to the dolphins and the whales. As we've learned, the dolphins help hold this grid system together. The dolphins actually do what we're doing here, and they do it all the time. And that's part of the reason they incarnated into this realm, to help do this. Let's send them love light and thank them for their support. Supposedly, they can feel us. Let's send the light to all the crystal children, all the indigo children. I guess they're coming to be indigo adults. There's loads of people on this planet who came here to lift the vibration. They came here, they made the choice to come in from higher dimensions to be here. Many of them don't know why they're here and what they're doing once they're here because they have amnesia. Let's send the light to all of those people for their wake-ups. Let's send the light to all those people that are praying for shifts using traditional religion or spiritual practices. Let's send the light to all those angelic forces in other realms. Let's ask to be showered right now with the love of the cosmos and the support of the cosmos. And I'm going to play the piece of music that I played last week. And while this is playing, let us anchor these energies. Hold space. Do you know, we're creating this on the call. We create things every moment. During the week, hold the space for these shifts, for yourself, for others, for healings, for the planet. And I'm going to play Paco Bell, and we'll close this session. Some of you may not know, but Terry and I are doing a live event in Sedona in 1 hour. So we're going to have to get off the line and get over there. It's at the Creative Life Center at 2 o'clock in Sedona. So thank you all so much for being here, for supporting this, for being you and making a difference. And, of course, we're going to do our Monday call tomorrow and our Wednesday call. And maybe Carla Ruckert will be on tomorrow. We'll talk more in depth about the Law of One, which was a manifestation of the Ra group through Carla Ruckert.